Numbers chapter 15. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you have come into the land of your homes, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to the Lord Jehovah, a burnt offering or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your solemn feasts, to make a sweet aroma to the Lord Jehovah, of the herd or of the flock, then he who offers his offering to the Lord Jehovah, shall bring a meat offering of a tenth deal of flour, tenth of an omer, one tenth of an ephah, about 2.3 quarts, 2.2 liters, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil, about 1 quart, 0.91 liters, and the fourth part of a hin of wine, about 1 quart, 0.91 liters for a drink offering. You shall prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb. Or for a ram, you shall prepare for a meat offering 2 tenth deals of flour, omer, 1 tenth of an ephah, about 4.6 quarts, 4.4 liters, mingled with the third part of a hin of oil, a little more than 1 quart or 1.2 liters. And for a drink offering, you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine, a little more than 1 quart, 1.2 liters, for a sweet aroma to the Lord, Jehovah. And when you prepare a bull for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice in performing a vow, or peace offerings to the Lord Jehovah, then he shall bring with a bull a meat offering of 3 tenth deals of flour, tenth of an omer, 1 tenth of an ephah, about 6.9 quarts, 6.6 liters, mingled with half a hin of oil, about half a gallon, 1.8 liters. And you shall bring for a drink offering half a hin of wine, about half a gallon, 1.8 liters, for an offering made by fire of a sweet aroma to the Lord, Jehovah. This shall be done for one bull, or for one ram, or for a lamb, or a kid. According to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to everyone according to their number. All who are born of the country shall do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire of a sweet aroma to the Lord, Jehovah. And if a stranger lives with you, or whoever is among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet aroma to the Lord, Jehovah, as you do, so shall he do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger who lives with you, an ordinance forever in your generations, as you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord Jehovah. One law and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger who lives with you. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land into which I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a lifted up offering to the Lord Jehovah. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for a lifted up offering. As you do the lifted up offering of the threshing floor, so shall you lift it up. Of the first of your dough you shall give to the Lord Jehovah, a lifted up offering in your generations. And if you have erred, and not observed all these commandments, which the Lord Jehovah has spoken to Moses, even all that the Lord Jehovah has commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, and from this time forth among your generations, then it shall be, if anything is committed by ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bull for a burnt offering, for a sweet aroma to the Lord Jehovah, with its meat offering, and its drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, because it was done in ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire to the Lord Jehovah, and their sin offering before the Lord Jehovah, for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the stranger who lives among them, since all the people were in ignorance. And if any soul sins through ignorance, then he shall bring a female goat of the first year for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul who sins ignorantly, when he sins by ignorance before the Lord Jehovah, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. You shall have one law for him who sins through ignorance, both for him who is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger who lives among them. But the soul who does anything presumptuously, intentionally, whether he is born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches the Lord Jehovah, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Because he has despised the word of the Lord Jehovah, and has broken his commandment, that soul shall completely be cut off, his sin shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man who gathered sticks on the Sabbath day, Saturday. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation, and they put him in a room, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, "The man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp." And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died. As the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their clothes throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord Jehovah, and do them, and that you not seek after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go prostituting, that you may remember, and do all my commandments, and be holy to your God. I am the Lord Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am the Lord Jehovah your God."